Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you.
It's a good morning here in Chicago, here on WGN Radio, and right here at Lurvy Home and Garden. That's right, this morning, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio is broadcasting live from Lurvy Home and Garden in Des Plaines. So come on out and see us. Lots of fun happening, and of course, Lou's taking your questions all morning long. Now, here's your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, that's us. Hey, good morning. It is 6:11 in the morning. I am Lou Manfredini. This is House Smarts Radio, and I had to get everybody woken up, and I have my applause sign that Mike Jakubowski made for me probably 15 years ago, and we haven't been on the road in a while, so it's nice to see all of you. You are all the people that can't sleep, right? That's the ones? You're the ones? That's good. I like you people. Thank you for coming out here this morning. Hey, today's broadcast on House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, live from Lurvy Home and Garden, is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and More Stone Enhancer. Nice to be here with you. It's a beautiful day out here. We're at, let's see if I got the address right, 2550 East Des Plaines, which is kind of East Dempster in Des Plaines, which is kind of funny because you would think it'd be west, right? Like, who's east? I'm pretty far west. But anyway, what do I know? And we've got back in the studio, we got Kevin Wells. They're working him like a dog. Kevin, nice to be with you this morning. And Mark Carman sitting in there. Good morning, gentlemen. Okay. Well, they were
and
there.
And good morning to you.
And good morning to Lindsay, who's not
See,
here with
I'm
us.
I'm the only
but
loyal one here.
You are the only one loyal. Well, thank you for answering. Yeah, nice
You're welcome.
See you. Good morning. So Lindsay's going to be answering your calls at 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568 is the phone number. We got a nice crowd out here this morning. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to be talking with Bob Bertog and somebody from More Stone Enhancer, which is kind of a funny name. We're going to learn more about that. I'm thinking that I think that's the lady from More. She came all the way from California. And so we're nice to have her here. I'm thinking it's a family name, More Stone
Enhancer.
I
think they're going to be really impressed with my rejoin song.
Right, but don't you think, like, you want more? Like, More Stone Enhancer. Yeah, I'd like more. I just want more when I say it. Right?
Totally.
You yes. You don't need more, though. You just want it.
Right, exactly. I just need what they're going to give me. So we're going to learn about More Stone Enhancer coming up this morning. So 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. We'll also take some questions from you all if you have that coming up a little bit later on. And then we do have some giveaways. Marlene, who is in charge of all of this, was very kind and brought some things to share with the audience. So if you're out and about, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock this morning. Kind of let you know what's going on. We, as I mentioned, we will talk with the folks from More Stone Enhancer. Bob Bertog is going to join me after 9 a.m., it's been a tough week. And so we're going to talk all landscaping, and what a great, lovely setting to do that in. This is a lovely spot here in Des Plaines. Lurvy's been around for a very long time, and so I'm excited to be here this morning. And we've got some other fun stuff, too. We've got a great Noodaloo 2 to help you grow some nutritious vegetables in your kitchen. Kind of keeping with the theme of gardening this morning. And we have our word of the day, which is a good one. And well, that's always every morning at 7 o'clock. And we'd like to have Kevin Wells this morning and Mark Carman both use that word in one of their sportscasts or newscasts this morning. So that's what we have planned for you today. We're excited to be here this morning out at Lurvy Home and Garden. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. Before we get to the phone calls, I do want to talk a little bit about, I've had a lot of conversations lately about these mini split heating and cooling systems. It's been a very hot topic, and I actually, ironically, got an email from Dean Richards, and Dean Richards needs to put a new heating and cooling system in his home, and we had a long conversation about these mini splits. And the one thing I kind of want to give you a little background information is that there are a lot of companies that are making these systems, and then other people are putting their stickers on them. So it's kind of like in the water heater industry, There's really three manufacturers of water heaters. There's Rheem, there's A. O. Smith, and there's a company called Bradford White. And they make pretty much all of the water heaters that you see, whether it says GE or it says Reliance or whatever. One of those three manufacturers are making it, putting a different sticker. Same with Whirlpool. Whirlpool makes a bunch of different stuff. I mean, if you're been around long enough to buy any kind of Kenmore appliance, it was made by Whirlpool, and they just put the Kenmore name on it. Now, they tweaked it a little bit. You know, they maybe add a feature on there that wasn't there before because it was a Kenmore, but in the sense of what they're doing, that's kind of the key there. So with these systems, a lot of the ones that you see, there's a bunch of DIY systems that you can buy that are very affordable. They're made by two Chinese companies, which the name, one starts with an M, the other starts, I think, with a C. I can't think of it. But they compete between the two of them, and they put a bunch of different stickers on them. You hear on this show about Mitsubishi. That's a Japanese company. And also Sanyo makes great TVs. They make products as well. If you're going to go down this route, not just because they're a sponsor, the Mitsubishi stuff's been around a very long time, and it's awesome. As a matter of fact, last night, because I had to get up so early, I slept in the room with the Mitsubishi mini split system in our house because my wife did not want me to wake her up at 3:45, clunking around and where's my shirt, you know, and that kind of stuff. So, and it was quite comfortable. And if you have a hot spot in your home that you just cannot control, this is the investment. People come and tell you, no, you should add insulation and all that kind of stuff. Yes, it's going to help, but it's not going to 100% solve the problem. So you can do a single zone system installed for around $4,000, which is not free, but it's not a crazy amount of money. It's not $20,000. And I promise you, when you do it, it will solve the problem. 857-557-4LOU. It is 6:18 in the morning. Okay, you ready? You guys awake? We're live at Lurvy Home and Garden. Got a nice crowd here already.
I thought you were talking to
Carmen. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Yeah, we have chairs.
You're tuned into Lou.
You're leaving.
Answering your questions about your home.
Every time I speak to neighbors or people about it, I always say, well, I got this because I talked to Lou Mancidini.
All you have to do is pick up the phone.
Somebody asked us this week about, what do I do about wood chippers?
Not even looking.
And I said, well.
Not even looking. Look up, Lindsay.
Lou Mancidini.
Say hello.
And WGN Radio.
Here he is now, Lou Mancidini and House Smarts Radio.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
That's your earworm for today. We're live broadcasting House Smarts Radio from Lurvy Home and Garden, sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and by Moore Stone Enhancer. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines here and speak with, let's see, this is, I had it. She was there. Marie in Plainfield. Hi, Marie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Lou.
How can I help you?
We have an Ecobee thermostat, and all I can do is let it run 95% of the time. I can't keep it 100% on. And I still have like 62% humidity in my house, and I've been noticing it for about a week or so. And we run a dehumidifier in our basement, and we have a ranch home, and it's a finished basement now. And my husband pulls out about almost up like a 5-gallon bucket of water every day out of the dehumidifier downstairs. And I don't know what else to do to get the humidity level down in the house.
So you're, okay, I have a couple questions. You said you can only run the Ecobee 95% of the time because why?
I can't do 100%. It won't let me do it. You know, you can go a percentage, and I can go to 95%. I can't do 100%.
Okay, there's something in the programming that's wrong, that's not working, so that we should be able to fix that. But the other question is that when it's running at 95%, are you comfortable in the house?
Yeah, for the most part, when it's on, but then if it doesn't kick in for a while, you know, the air itself doesn't kick in, fan is just going, then it starts getting real humid. And we're very faithful about using the fan when we're cooking and when we're showering, you know. Mm-hmm. You know,
is this an older Ecobee thermostat?
No. The house is only 2 years old. We put it in a few months after we moved in. I didn't like the other one.
Well, they make a very good thermostat, and there's some there that is in the programming that is wrong. You've got to be able to fix something like that in the setting and or so you. Do you have the ability, obviously, to go? You had the ability to run this through the app, like there's an app.
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
So within that app, there should be some setting. I mean, I'm not super familiar with the Ecobee app, so apologies for not knowing exactly how to direct you. But all of these thermostats should absolutely allow you to run the thing independently 100% of the time. And there's some setting that's not allowing you to do that, and it's I'm trying to think of what they would call it. And I had one of the very first Ecobees probably 20 years ago when they first came to the U.S. They were, I think, a Canadian company. And, you know, they've improved them tremendously. They do make really good products. But the house is 2 years old. Do you have someone doing your service for your heating and cooling?
Yeah.
Okay. When is the last time you had that serviced?
Maybe when did we have Joe? About 2 months ago?
Okay.
About 2 months ago.
Okay. So if you had it serviced 2 months ago by whomever you had, I would contact them because they might be able to do this programming for you if you can't figure it out. There might be a fee for that, or they might just say, oh, what do you have? You know, they might be able to even just walk you through it. But once you run it 100% of the time, you should be able to get that humidity level down. Now, if you can get it to 100% of the time and you still have that high humidity level, then there's something going on with your AC system that's not doing enough to dehumidify. That's the secret sauce, right? We got to get it cool, but we got to control the humidity. And it sounds like you're running that fan all the time.
As much as I can, yeah.
Yeah, right. So when it's really humid, like today, we're outside over here at Lurvy, and it's kind of comfortable, but you can feel the humidity's kind of, my hair is starting to get all curly, which doesn't really happen, and I'm wearing a hat. But so when the humidity gets really high and the temperature's high, that fan running all the time makes a lot of sense because you'll be more comfortable in the house. But if humidity is high and the temps are lower, which happens, and that thing doesn't, it runs all the time, but the condenser doesn't run, then it becomes really uncomfortable in there. So there's this fine line of when you run the fan, in my opinion, all the time or not. And it's usually when it's over 80 degrees and high humidity. But I think it's just a setting, Marie, that you can fix and get that thing running, and that will probably make a world of difference.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU. The humidity level is the key where we live, right? I was mentioning that there's a couple of products. There's a company called Porticool that makes this what's called a swamp cooler. It's a large fan. They would use it in a place like a garden center where they could stick it in a corner and it cascades water down like a commercial air conditioner. And that fan blows, and you'll get that cool air. But when it's high humidity and that's blowing against you, it's not that comfortable. It's amazing if you live in Arizona. It works really well there. But, in our climate, it's just a really tough one. And I know that we're going to get to warm temps coming up. Kevin Wells mentioned that the temperatures are going to rise in the next few days. And so there's still stuff that we can do to make sure that you're ready for it, right? There's still a lot of cottonwood and debris on the side of the condensing units, and if you take the garden hose and spray that off, that will make a world of difference. And the other thing, too, is your filters. If the filters are dirty, your system is working harder, and when it works harder, you have the chance of it shutting down and actually just costing you more money to run. I am worried about a lot of us because it's been so hot, and I haven't gotten the electric bill yet. Good Lord. But I mean, it's funny because, quite frankly, as we all get a little bit older, it's, you know, being comfortable in your home is key, and that air conditioner is really critical. And so, you know, the problem is there's a cost to that. And so the little things that you can do to try and avoid having it cost you even more, I think really makes a lot of sense.
Lou, I made
I want to remind you.
I wanted to hop in real. I made the mistake of looking at my electric bill. It's about $300.
Really?
I have like two more weeks left. Yeah, we live in an apartment. That's like a coach house.
Oh, but... and you looked at it before you got the bill.
Yeah, because our AC's been running 24/7.
When I was driving in this morning, you know, they rerun like some John Williams stuff, and John Williams was talking about how he was going out to the dentist, and he for some reason didn't turn his air conditioning on in the car. Which I don't understand, but that's a whole nother story.
It sounds like John.
And he's like, oh, I'm just going to sweat it out. And now you, Kevin, with the $300 bill, you're like, we're going to leave that off.
Yeah.
And then, well, yeah, you'll see how far that gets.
It stinks, but, yep, time of year.
We are live at Lurvy's Home and Garden. Our broadcast is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and by Moore Stone Enhancer. Let's head into the WGN Radio Newsroom and check in with Kevin Wells.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Hi, Elise.
Hi, I was wondering about exterior brick staining, if you had a recommendation of a product to use.
He's answering your questions.
Who's going to do this work?
Myself and my husband.
And taking your calls live.
Tell me about the brick you have now.
It's ugly. That's all I know.
All you have to do is call.
You know, a couple that stains brick together stays together.
Right here on House Smarts Radio. Ow,
welcome back. We're live at Lurvy Home and Garden. Our broadcast at House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and Moore Stone Enhancer. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. But we have a question from the audience. Sir, what's your name? Where are you from? And do you like to dance? Do you like to dance? No. No? What's your name, sir?
Ray from Chicago. Question is about zip wall?
Zip wall? Right, the zip wall system? Yep. 1x8 sheeting. You mean like 1x8s for the, like we used to do back in the old days? Yeah, that's, you know why we used to do that in the old days? Right, exactly, right. Are you re-roofing? Is that what you're doing? Yeah. So plywood's the way to go. What? 100%. So here's the thing. I mean, plywood's not new, right? And so in particular, that zip plywood that you're talking about is a treated material to help keep the moisture away. Correct. I see where you're going. But the sealing the edges is just to keep the moisture out. But once it's sealed, you know, the beauty part of plywood is the fact that it's, you know, different pieces of wood laminated together. So you don't get the expansion and contraction that you do out of normal wood. The reason that the nails pop out of the 1x8 is that wood's expanding and contracting because it's a tree, right? And then it's connected to another piece of wood that's expanding and contracting. And quite frankly, now we don't nail anything anymore. We screw it all in because that's a better way to fasten. So, I mean, you just don't want to do it?
I know it's faster, plywood, but I think the nails pop out of plywood faster than the 1x8. The 1x8's lasted for years.
Yeah, no, I get it. But it's okay to come into the 21st century. It's okay. You'll be fine. Really. I promise. Thank you. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. You know, Lindsay feels a little, because she's not here today, so she feels a little disconnected. And so she's taking a call right now, but we'll have to talk to her a little bit because she feels, she doesn't like when she can't participate. And so it's a lot of things to manage here on this. We got one more question in the audience. Yes, hi.
Good
morning.
What's
your name? Where are you from?
My name is Laura Callahan. I'm from Northbrook, Illinois, and I watch you on WGN.
God bless you.
I love it. Thank you. You and Robin are a great pair.
Can you tell Robin to get off my back?
Right? I'll
it's
try.
Like every Saturday, it's like she's like, why am I there?
Always.
You know? And
but
what
she
I've,
learned something.
Well, and what she fails to remember is that it's a sponsored segment, so it's really helping to pay her salary.
It
but
is.
Keep going.
So I have a Hardy Board house.
Okay.
It's about 11 years old, and I'm wondering if we can paint it. Same color. Obviously, paint is not the right word, but I wouldn't be sure what to do with it. There's parts that are a little bit lighter. It was put up in the winter, so yeah. They kind of got a little scratched at times. So,
well, wait. Did you put it on?
I did not.
No, not you. But
yes, I
words,
did.
You paid to put it on.
I paid to put it on.
And did you have the factory finish installed? Like, when it came, was it that color?
Yes, it was.
It was?
Red.
You know there's a 15-year warranty on that factory finish.
No, I did not.
There is.
Okay.
So, one, and the thing is, it is paint.
Okay.
So, on the Hardy, it is a paint. It's not a stain.
Okay.
But with their factory finish, if you get it from the factory,
yep.
There's a 15-year warranty on that. And
okay.
So, before you hire a painter,
okay.
I would go to their website and make a warranty claim, and they'll send a technical person out to say... And, you know, it's kind of like a roof warranty. They may prorate it, right, where they'll say, well, it's 15 years. You've had it for 11. So, you know, to repaint, I'm just making this up. It's $10,000 to repaint your house. We're going to give you $2,000.
Okay.
But better to get two than
sure.
zero. And then whomever you hire is going to come and pressure wash the house and get it nice and clean. They're going to... caulk the joints, re-caulk the joints. There may be some areas where you may want to consider replacing because 11 years ago, you probably have Hardy corners. Have you noticed the corners of the house, like down low, that it's perhaps a little puffy?
I haven't, but I will look now.
When you go home, you're like, oh my gosh, it's puffy. Because now they've kind of changed a little bit, and they use, they actually own this company now. It's a company called AZEK, which makes a PVC trim boards. And so those are used in conjunction with the Hardy, and especially down at ground contact. What Hardy learned is when their stuff touches the ground, it absorbs water, and it gets a little puffy.
Okay.
And it doesn't last as long in those areas. And so a lot of people are coming back and replacing that with those corner boards. But I would start with Hardy. I'd go get someone to come take a look at it, see if there's any kind of remedy for the warranty, even though it's probably prorated.
Yep.
But you get a little something. And then how big is the house? How many bedrooms?
It's four bedrooms.
Two stories?
Yeah. It's not huge.
Right.
It's on the footprint of a split level.
Okay.
So it's not too big.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, to repaint it, you know, you want a really good exterior paint. Benjamin Moore makes a product, a really good exterior paint called Elements, and it comes in a low luster and a satin and even a semi. You'd probably do the low luster,
yeah.
And but it'll really adhere well once the prep work's done,
okay.
And it'll look fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you. 857-5574 Lou is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines here and speak with Karen, who's in Batavia. Hi, Karen. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
How may I help you?
I'm helping a friend close out her mother's house, and she had three cats, and they did not know how to use a litter box, so we're dealing with the cat urine. Well, and we've had professionals come in. They helped us spray some chemical, and it's helped a little bit, but we're still having some issues. We can't get rid of the smell completely. I believe part of it might be in the vents.
Mm. Good times. Okay, so we're trying
right?
to... So, it's cat urine is a really tough one to get rid of because of the... Yeah, that's a tough one. Kind of why I don't
yeah,
have.
Yeah, we're finding
kind of why I don't
out,
have.
So.
Kind of why I don't have cats. But that's just me.
Me too.
Me too. Yeah, yeah. Do we have any cat people out here? Oh yeah, a lot of cat people. All right, I got to be careful then. It's just something about pooping in my house, in a thing, right? Right. I poop in my house,
right.
But I use a toilet, and it goes away. Anyway,
a lot
that's
of
a whole other story. A lot of information, right? Well, just so you know. We all do that. All these people here,
We all do that. We don't need to talk about it at 6-something in the morning, but they will. Anyway, so if it's in the vents, we need to come up with a solution for you. There's a couple of pet urine neutralizers that you can buy on the market, but one that's kind of a natural one that works pretty well is if you use straight white vinegar and baking powder, baking soda rather, and you put that and mix it in a solution. So I would take a, say you take a quart sprayer and you put a quart of vinegar in a bucket and then probably use a whole box of baking soda in there and stir it up so it's a liquid and then put it in the spray bottle and spray that wherever you have this urine. And it will help neutralize and absorb. And you're probably going to have to do it a couple times. Now, is the ultimate goal to sell this house?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So I would do that. It's probably going to take 2 or 3 applications where you're going to wait 24 hours or so to then reapply to really get rid of it. And then from there, you've probably heard me over the years talk about a product called Fresh Wave, which is terrific. And they make a gel that's a odor neutralizer. They also make a spray. I would do this vinegar and baking soda thing first, and then maybe in a week, buy some of that gel and buy some of their spray, and in the same areas where you were treating this, use that. And I think probably within a couple weeks, you'll get it under control.
All right, great. I appreciate it.
You got it. What's your cat's name? Lucky. Lucky to have you as an owner.
Yeah.
Right, he is, right? See? They just don't care. The thing is, I have a dog, Flo, who's like a cat. And the dog, like when you walk in the door, she's just got her back to me the whole time. She could care less when I'm there, right? And I'm like, what? That's a dog. And now I'm like, that's why I don't want a cat. You want a dog that's like a cat? Come on. She's not that big. She's got a bad skin problem, but other than that, it's fine. I'll give you the medicine. You'll be fine. Anyway, all right. Here, let's do this. Hey, we're live today at the House Smarts Radio at Lurvy Home and Garden, sponsored by Birchog Landscape Company and by Morristone Enhancer. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Oh, thanks, Bob. Hey, Lurvy Home and Garden stands out by combining premium products with personalized support for every project, big or small. Serving both homeowners and contractors, Lurvy offers one of the Midwest's most diverse selections of premium plants, stone, and landscape materials. In fact, they're Unilock's largest distributor in North America. Lurvy sources materials from across the country and the world to bring you the very best in outdoor living. And when the season starts to change, well, Lurvy's doesn't slow down. They keep your landscape growing while other garden centers begin cleaning out inventory in the summer. Lurvy, oh, hold on a second. My computer's having a little thing here. There we go. Lurvy, where was I? Talking about Lurvy. To keep your landscape growing while other garden centers begin clearing out the inventory in the summer, Lurvy continues bringing out fresh plant materials well into the fall. If you just look around this place, it's absolutely beautiful, right? Like, all you people here, I think, you know, while you're here, you get 20% off until 10 o'clock this morning. I challenge you to leave here without spending at least $100. And don't forget about the home in Lurvy Home and Garden. Step inside and explore a year-round selection of indoor plants, home decor and fragrances, seasonal products, and more. All designed to help you embrace your space inside and out. Whether you're planning a major transformation or simply adding a touch of beauty, Lurvy is here to help. Find a location or shop online at visitlurvy.com. Lurvy Home and Garden. Embrace your space.
Need some help with that home project?
I'm going to stop you and I'm going to tell you that I don't want you to put this on your roof. And the reason is...
Need a second opinion?
You'd probably be better off trying to do this as opposed to something that's going to be a different color.
Do you think you've tried everything?
It's going to melt the wax, absorb the wax, and then you're just going to take a clean rag and wipe up whatever's left.
Now back to your handy host...
Well, why didn't I think of that?
Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Water and electric. Place to drain the septic. Any KOA is A-OK as long as I'm with you.
Welcome back. Our live broadcast is of House Smarts Radio is from Lurvy Home and Garden, sponsored by Bertug Landscape Company and by Moore Stone Enhancer. 857-5574, Lou, 857-557-4568. I mentioned when we were off the air that Lindsay has a little, she's missing out because she's not here. You want to say hi to everybody, Lindsay, real quick? Because I know you feel badly about not being here.
I do. I feel very left out. I always like to be involved, and I'm feeling a little bit of FOMO.
Sorry. Well, we miss having you here.
It's fine. But do you know what I'm doing tomorrow?
What's that?
Can I tell you really? Can I tell you what I'm doing tomorrow that I'm so excited about? I think you know.
Sure.
Going to Dollywood.
She's going to Dollywood. She's a big fan of Dolly Parton. Like, who's not? Right? Like, who doesn't just want to be with Dolly Parton all the time? Hey, did I tell you that I watched the Miley Cyrus David Letterman thing? Have you watched that?
Oh, no.
You love Miley Cyrus.
I do love she's very underrated.
Well, you should watch the Netflix thing. It's pretty good. Just throwing that out there.
Okay, but it's a Dolly week, and then, you know, her big musical opens.
So Dolly has a brand new musical that's going to Broadway, and evidently it's going to premiere, right? It's going to premiere at the place?
It premieres in Nashville, and I'm going to go down and check that out on Wednesday night. I mean, I just want everyone to share my excitement right now.
Can we be excited for Lindsay going to see Dolly's? They're all smiling, and
I'm going to give a
couple
of
people
report.
Are doing this. They're turning their thing like she's cuckoo. They're doing that, but I think that those
not true. That's just you. They would never.
Nobody's
do that.
Doing that. That's just me. Right? Exactly. Well, I'm excited for you. That'll be fun. That's this week, right?
Yeah, I'll report back next week with all the things Dolly. Don't you worry.
All right, we'll have lots of fun, sends lots of pictures, and hopefully. Behind the scenes look there with Dolly. All right, 857-557-4LOU. We also have a question from the audience. What's your name, sir? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm from Niles.
Well, you came a long way.
I did. All 2 miles.
How can I help you?
So I have a glass solarium. And in the solarium,
it's
in
hot.
The window, there's an exhaust fan. It stopped working. And I'm looking to replace it. It's 11 inch. The hole is about 11 inches that goes through the solarium window. I have pictures if you need to see.
It's radio.
Yeah.
And is it just an exhaust fan?
Yes, because it gets pretty hot in there.
But I mean, is it similar to like a bath fan, but just moves more air?
Yes, but I guess it's like zero vibration.
Oh, okay. So the size doesn't bother me. I mean, and from a zero vibration standpoint, Panasonic makes just about the smoothest exhaust fan that money can buy. Like, you don't even know it's on, but it moves a ton of air. And if you were to go to their website, you could find a dealer that sells it. They may have to special order it. Like, you can go to Home Depot and get a Panasonic fan, but they'll have one in stock, or maybe two.
Gotcha.
And you want the one that fits that size, and you may need a little trim piece there to finish it off to install it, but if you're going to do it, I'd go with a Panasonic.
Right, and it's all glass, so there's no wood around it.
Correct, right.
And it's called a Ventaxia, if you're familiar with that brand.
That's the fan brand?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that brand, but you can
German.
Easily get a Panasonic that will be vibration-free.
Beautiful.
All right. Thanks for the question.
Thank you.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Time now for our word of the day.
I don't understand. Some of the words are a little too sophisticated for you.
It doesn't make any sense.
It might be paradoxical on a home improvement show.
Well, of course it does. It's smart. I used a thesaurus.
On every word?
Yep.
But we like to teach you a thing or two.
They are warm, nice people with big hearts.
And that became, they are humid, prepossessing homo sapiens with full-sized aortic pumps.
Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Today's broadcast from House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, is live from Lurvy Home and Garden, sponsored by Bertug Landscape Company and Moore Stone Enhancer. It is time for our word of the day. Mark Carmen, I know you're always very excited about the word of the day.
I am, Lou, and I'm getting texts from people. I'm tuning in for the word of the day, and I'm like, well, who isn't right now? Come on, let's go.
You're going to love this one, Carmen.
You know,
You're going to love this one, Carmen. And I didn't get to talk to you guys last hour because you were, you know, deep in conversation, the two of you.
Yeah, so we were yapping.
I appreciate you, you know, paying attention during the show.
Lou, I'd like to really apologize for that. That was a terrible job by Kevin.
Yeah, we were really talking about... We were in a deep conversation about the Bears. We were talking
I
Bears.
Was thinking about... I have a kind of a sports thing, is that, you know, our own Andy Mazur, who's not with us today, we are across the street from the high school where he went.
Oh, wow.
And I got stuff to give away. You know, Maine, what is it, west? East? What's across the street? East? We think it's east. And I was thinking, I got stuff to give away, and I was thinking I should have one of the people here, if they can go and find the Andy Mazur statue, we'd give them a Mr. Fix-It hat, right? Yep. At the high school, there must be one, right?
The bronze statue,
Andy
rub
Mazur?
The nose? Yeah, I don't know.
There's like six of them.
Rub the
town.
Nose and some, right? Exactly. Yeah. He's got to be one of the most famous people out of Maine East. Or is that Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton, right. It's probably a better chance of there being a statue of her there, I'd imagine. Well, anyway. Okay, so the word of the day, gentlemen, and ladies and gentlemen that are here, it is a verb. And the definition is to trick or to deceive someone, often in a playful or humorous way.
Well, I'm out. I would never do that. Maybe to Carm.
Hold on. Hey, what happened to my... Hey, Danny Long. Danny Long.
Oh, no.
I need some audio here, Danny Long.
There he goes.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, Danny Long.
That's
he's
important.
Talking to his girlfriend. The word is hornswaggle.
Ah, the look old at, hornswaggle.
Wait, was that an awe like you were disappointed in the word, or like awe like you liked it?
No, I liked it, right? I love every...
Hornswaggle.
Swaggle.
He tried to hornswaggle the tourists with the fake ticket.
Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Jeez.
It's tough.
It's really tough with you not here.
Wait, but you know what? As you were playing the Friends rejoin, that whole thing, I'm just remembering that there is a scene. Who just said yes? Was that
yes,
you, Kevin?
That's me. Yeah, I was literally about to say that. Yep, Lindsay, I know exactly
somebody
where you're going.
Somebody went out on a date with Elizabeth Hornswoggle. And the other, one of the other ones was making fun of the last name.
It was Ross.
Ross,
yeah. Elizabeth Hornswoggle.
Mark and I are just going to step away, Lindsay, and you and Kevin, can you just talk
half
this out?
Half of the audience is laughing right now. Half has no idea. But if you know, it's actually... Yeah.
I'm looking out here. No one's laughing out here, this audience.
Kevin?
I-Y-K-Y.
Hornswoggle, Hornswaggle. Hornswaggle, that's your word of the day. I like the word of the day. I like it. That's a good word. Nice job. 857-5574-LOU, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. We had a little technical difficulty, so I apologize, but our phones are back up and running. So if there's anything we can help you with this morning, please give us a call and let us know. A little bit later on this morning, am I supposed to be talking to somebody now?
After the break, next break. You're talking to us.
Break. Oh, thank you. I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Well, I'll talk to you guys.
Yeah.
3 minutes, he's telling me. I got the high sign here. 3 minutes. 857-5574-LOU. 857-557-4568. Then after 7:30, we have a new to Lou 2 called The Sprouting Company, which is a DIY kit to grow nutritious vegetable in the kitchen. For the audience that's here, any of you do a vegetable garden? Show of hands, yes? How are the tomatoes doing? Terrible. Right? Terrible? Really? You know what I heard that you're supposed to do is you're supposed to shake the plant. Yeah, because there's a problem with the pollinators. Like, there's not enough bees. Right? And just people come. So, you know, you got the little yellow flowers? Go over there. Don't shake it like you're... You know, who was the one with the coat hangers? What was that? Remember the actress that used to hit her kid with the coat hangers? Who was that? No More Hangers. What was that from? Who? Mommy Dearest. Right. No More Coat Hangers. Right. So don't shake it like that. That's a weird reference. Anyway, but you're supposed to shake it to help pollinate and get the tomatoes. I'm telling you, I heard this at the beginning of the season. I gently shook my tomatoes. I'm going to have so many tomatoes I'm going to be canning, and I've never canned before. It's crazy. Anyway, 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Jeannie in Wheaton. Hi, Jeannie. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Lou. It's Janine.
Oh, hi, Janine.
I think my plumber is trying to hornswoggle me.
Oh, where's my... Oh, hold on, hold on. I wasn't ready for that. There we go. Thank you, Brett. Thank you. Nice job. Okay, good. That's good. Go ahead.
I want to replace two toilets to Comfort Height, and I asked him what I should be buying at my big box.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, don't buy anything. I will supply the toilets, and the brand is Gerber. I thought that was baby food.
Gerber, Janine, is the plumber's toilet. So Gerber is probably one of the best toilets you could buy. And most plumbers, now I'm going to preface this, Gerber was a longtime American company based out of Lincolnwood, Illinois. And probably 20 years ago, they sold to a company called Globe Union. But they still make a really good toilet. They don't make the fanciest looking toilets. But let's face it, when you're sitting on it, do you really see the toilet? No, right? I mean, so you just want it to work. And it's very good, and they make a really nice Comfort Height toilet. Here's the other benefit of having the plumber who you think is trying to hornswoggle you. When they provide the fixture, then they warranty the fixture, right? So in other words, let's just say that in that first year, something happens with the flapper. I mean, you know, it's a mechanical thing. There's moving parts. If you supply it and you're like, hey, the toilet's not working, and then they come back and say, well, the fill valve was faulty. You need a new one, and I'm going to charge you another, you know, whatever, $200 to come do that, fix that. When they supply it, they warranty the fixture.
Got it.
So I don't think you're.
Okay.
I don't think you're getting afraid of
something that I've never heard.
No, and you know the reason you haven't heard about it is Gerber doesn't do a good enough job letting people know that they make really good toilets. Like for instance, let's just say they were an advertiser on the Mr. Fix-It show here on House Smarts Radio, right? Everybody here would know, right? Hey, everybody, you know what? Who makes a really good toilet?
Gerber!
Oh, my God. Look at that. It works. Okay?
Got it.
Thanks, Janine.
Got it. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Have a good day. Appreciate you calling this morning. We're live at Lurvy Home and Garden this morning. Our broadcast is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and Moore Stone Enhancer. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Well, so this is something that I did that I never thought that I would do ever in my life.
Your favorite fixer-upper guy.
I colored my wife's hair.
Your handyman hero.
Our friend Megan, who has cut our hairs for like 30-plus years, and she had dropped off the bottles, and there I am shaking the bottle, and I had the gloves.
Your Mr. Fix-It.
Part of it is I think I could be really good at this because I have big hands. Nice. And so when you're working someone's scalp, you really got to get in there with the color.
He's here to help you with anything.
And I must say that I did a really nice job.
Clearly. Anything.
What's really funny is I've never paid any attention to this now, and now when I'm watching TV or something like that, I'm like, their hair color's not that good.
Now back to Lou.
It's all about working it into the roots.
On House Smarts Radio.
Today's broadcast of House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, is live from Lurvy Home and Garden, sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and Moore Stone Enhancer. You know what? Can I just tell you something? I mean, not to be full of myself, but there's just not much I can't do. There are a few things I can't do, but like if you wanted me to color your hair right now, I could do it. My wife said, you know, ladies, a good blow dry, right? When you go get a good blow dry, you're going out, you're doing something, and you want to go get your hair look really nice. And so my wife will do that when we go out on, we had an event yesterday, and she went in the morning and did that. And she said to me, you know, if you learned how to blow dry my hair, I would be married to you forever. I think I need to, right? I need to do that. And I said, I just need, I'm like my friend Mike Jakubowski, I'm a visual learner. I've tried, but I need somebody to show me how to work it, you know? And you got to have the right hair dryer. Scott, are you glad you're sitting here?
Well, I have a wife and three girls, so I'm...
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm good.
If you could do that, right? They'd be like, Dad, you're the best.
And I'd save myself some money.
And you'd save some money, right. Sitting to my left, if you're looking at your radio, would it be to your right? I got Scott Krakowski, who is the general manager over here at Lurvy Home and Garden. How about a nice round of applause for Scott?
Thank you.
He and his staff did a really nice job of setting this up. All these chairs were out in this beautiful greenhouse. When we get done with our conversation, I'm going to make Lindsay admit to us what she thought Lurvy was as she would drive by all the time. Not yet, because we want to tell people what it really is. Talk to me. You guys have been around a very long time. You don't know this, but I used to do business with you guys back in the 90s. When I was building houses, my landscapers and I would come here with customers, and we would come to this location, actually. But you have more than this location.
We do. So next year we'll be celebrating our 40th year.
Wow, that's great.
Yes, and we do have, thank you, besides displays, the rest are all wholesale locations,
right,
which contractors can shop at. But Volo, Park City, Arlington Heights opened a store up in Sussex, Wisconsin, and then we grow sod up in Wisconsin.
Wow.
So.
Right. You are the blend here of kind of two worlds, right? You said your other locations are all wholesale. You do a big business with contractors, but this spot does it both, right? You've got this retail location. The garden center that we're in right now, the greenhouse, this is a place where not only contractors can come, but homeowners as well.
Absolutely. A lot of contractors will send their customers in. We'll help them if it's picking plants, picking hardscape materials. A lot of times the purchase doesn't even end up in the store. It could end up in our other locations,
sure,
or in our back building.
Sure. Right. But I think that probably the most difficult thing that I know when you're dealing with clients is visualizing it, right? And a landscaper, we'll talk to Bob Bertog a little bit later on, you know, maybe they'll put a design together and they'll say, well, this is what an arborvitae looks like. And they're like, but there's, and use an arborvitae as an example, there's like how many different kinds, right? Sure. And they're like, oh, no, this one's wider or it's taller, and they can come here and see it.
Absolutely. We have a plant sales desk. That would be the spot to start, and they can take you right to them.
You guys talk about the fact that, you know, a lot of garden centers about this time of year, especially the pop-up ones, they're kind of thin, right? And maybe the plants don't look so good. I'm looking around here, and it looks as if it's April 1st. Obviously, you've got really dedicated people that spend a lot of time taking care of these plants. So when people come in and say, wow, I really like this, and they want to take it home, they're getting a high-quality plant.
Yes. The other benefit... The other benefit to having contractors and homeowners shop out of the same inventory, it constantly turns. So we're continuously getting in new plant material all summer long.
Right. And I assume that you work with growers, I mean, not just around the Midwest, but probably all across the country, right, depending on the plant material?
We do have a team of buyers, and actually right now they're out tagging for next year already.
Already. Wow. There's been a big trend in tropicals in design, in particular for containers. Have you noticed that?
We have. So behind us, you'll still see some tropicals. But amazing, we're getting this stuff right from Florida and California, direct loads. People use them like annuals now.
Really? Yeah, right. Because, I mean, it's the type of thing here, obviously, if you use it as a centerpiece, it'll look beautiful. It's something maybe you've never seen. But once that first frost comes, you're done.
Correct.
Yeah.
Some people try bringing them in the house. But,
sure. Scott, tell me a little bit about your... So we're talking about all the plants, but then you've got this whole home center, basically, of all this decor and these beautiful items that are inside right behind us as well.
Yes. Anything from fountains to gourmet foods to lotions, candles... a little bit of everything for everybody.
Right, right. And you have specific buyers looking at that kind of stuff. I mean, it's all really unique stuff. This is not the kind of stuff you're going to find at the big boxes.
Correct. We're out various shows throughout the year trying to, you know, separate ourselves from the big box stores.
I've often said to people that, you know, one of the best things about coming to a place like this when you're talking about plant material is that, you know, obviously the big boxes do this. They're in and out, and
you know, they may run some specials that look like it's great, but you don't have the kind of selection and the depth of the product that you would get when you come to a place like this, and that's something I would imagine that you pride yourself on.
We do. A lot of nursery material in summer growing locally so we can continue to get it in. So definitely if you need a quantity of items, we can get the quantity of items for you.
All right. So for the people listening, because I got a break for news. Actually, I got to take a break and then we got a break for news. No, I'm good. I'm all good. That's good. Look at me. I'm almost on time. For people listening, and this is the retail location, how do people get a hold of you and come and see all the beautiful stuff that these people are seeing?
So we're located at 2550 East Dempster in Des Plaines.
Shouldn't it be west? I feel like I'm pretty far west.
I know.
That's just the address.
Just east of 294.
Okay, all right. Maybe that's it. All right.
Lurbys.com. Phone number is 847-824-7411.
Scott Krakowski, who is a general manager at Lurby Home and Garden, thank you for joining us this morning. Let's head into the WGN Radio Newsroom and check in with Kevin Wells.
Rough morning?
The bird blew into the window and cracked the window. Would I have to replace the entire window, or can I just replace a top panel?
Your old pal Lou just might have a solution.
Here's what I would do.
And lucky for you, he's standing by taking your calls live till 10.
Boy, that's like a dissertation. Can I ask you another quick question?
Sure.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. We're live at Lurby Home and Garden. Our sponsored show is by Bertog Landscape Company and Moore Stone Enhancer. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Oh, yeah, this is our New to Lou 2. But before we go to New to Lou 2, can we talk about... So Lindsay, you know, lived in Wilmette for a while and she moved, but she used to drive by this place all the time, and she sent me a text message. And she never came in here. I'm not quite sure which direction you drove by, but what did you think Lurby was?
I would go to. It would be on my way to the airport, and I would drive past it, and I'd go. Ooh.
Oh, you'd come right. You'd come down Dempster, right?
Yeah.
Right,
yes.
By Andy's high school. That's Andy Mazur's high school. Or
yeah.
High school.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And
okay.
I'd go. Ooh.
You'd wave.
That looks like,
you'd wave and go. Hey, Andy, toot the horn. Okay. And then you'd go by Lurby.
Hey, yeah, and I'd say, "Ooh, that looks like a really good steakhouse."
I guess in the front, it's a very lovely look,
yeah.
Right? And you could kind of see that it would be a steakhouse. Now, the plants that were out of the ground, like with the spray and the guy watering and then all the evergreens to the west, you just thought it was like a forest?
I typically like very early flights, so I'm going to guess that it was like super
was
like
dark.
Early. They weren't open yet, but I would see this beautiful building with the red, it's not awning, what was it called? You know,
the
side of the building.
Sure. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It looked like it had great, like a high class steakhouse.
Yeah. Well, you're wrong.
5 stars.
It's a garden center. That's my producer of how many years? A long time.
Totally. Hey,
yeah. Like a bad
it's a pretty
penny.
Looking building.
Yeah, right. Well, good for you. It is. It really is. And it's lovely inside as well. All right. It is time for our Noodaloo 2. And this one has to do with, well, we talked about if you're growing a garden, and maybe this is a great way to do that. Take a listen.
By now, we've all heard that we should be eating minimally processed plant-based foods as much as we can, right? And that thy food is thy medicine. Take cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cabbage, for instance. Research shows that they have phytochemicals that can actually help fight cancer. But getting foods like these regularly into our bodies can be a challenge. It can be overwhelming, it can be expensive. But if this phytochemical thing is true, this weekend's New to Lou 2 makes it pretty darn easy to get them into your system easily and inexpensively. Introducing the world's first high-capacity, all-in-one sprouter. The Sprouting Company has found a way to make at-home sprouting more convenient, safe, and, well, pretty. It comes with an extra-wide, straight-walled glass vessel that allows quick and complete drainage, unlike mason jars, although it does look a lot like a mason jar, just a lot bigger. It's got a 50-ounce capacity, yielding enough sprouts for one serving per day for a week.
here's how it works. Okay, choose your seed. This time I chose these little broccoli seeds. There's also a salad mix and a bunch of other ones. Add the seeds into the jar, rinse a couple times, and then place the jar in the integrated stand that securely and elegantly holds the sprouter at the perfect angle for optimal airflow and drainage. The whole setup took about 10 minutes, and then twice a day for about 5 days more, you rinse and drain the jar, and then you just watch as these tiny little seeds turn into a fully packed, flourishing, giant jar of sprouts. I mean, the whole thing is filled, and it's simple to wash and reuse again. The Sprouting Company has these great kits that will get you started. They start around $100.
For more information, check out the House Smarts YouTube channel.
And be sure to like and subscribe.
So it's like, it kind of reminds me of a, I guess I don't get it. It's like a mason jar, but then it looks like a thing that, you know those wine bottle holders where you stick the wine bottle in and it balances the wine bottle? And you're always like, how does it do that? It kind of looks like that, right?
That's very good. Yeah, you're right. Now, I'm not really sure what, so I've done sprouting kits in the past, and I've never seen them in this sort of contraption or angle, but allegedly this is the way to grow them at this angle. But at that, what is that degree? Like a obtuse?
I'm going to say it's 30 degrees.
Acute. Yeah, so, but it's it gets, if you use a mason jar, it gets all moist. And
your favorite word, right? Yeah, yeah.
And it could grow like stuff on it, but this has
wait. So you put seed, you put seeds in it.
These teeny tiny little seeds into this big jar, rinsed it a bunch with water, and then put it in this 30 degree angle contraption like, holder. And honest to God,
and how
five
long did
days,
it take to
so
how
easy.
Long did it take how long did it take to grow?
5 days, and the whole jar was full. My sister couldn't believe it. She came over and said, "Well, you just put those in there. How is that thing full already?"
It was right, and so then you put that on your salad or whatever, and it's like all you can do all kinds of stuff.
Take a big mouthful of it. I mean, look at all this.
Wow, she's showing me a giant Tupperware thing full of the microgreens. Keep in mind that she's like Lindsay. I mean, I love her, right? She's the best. But she does like, oh, I'm doing a 5 week cleanse or something. She does this kind of stuff all the time.
No, you'll love this.
All right. Go to youtube.com/housemarchtv, our YouTube page. Like and subscribe. And
cancer
you will
fighting.
See stuff there as well. It's very fun. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. 7:45 in the morning. We are live at Lurvy Home and Garden, sponsored by Bertug Landscape Company and Moorstone & Hanson. We've got a nice crowd out here. Beautiful garden center. Come out and see us. We're here till 10 o'clock. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Oh my gosh, we've had the worst problem with ants at our house, and I've used my go-to traps that I love. Since I did that, the ants are gone.
Bringing you lots of useful information.
Now, it could be a combination of all things that I did, and this was the final rocky punch, right? I can't see anything.
And lots of, well, fun facts.
Remember in Rocky 2? They're rolling Rocky in a wheelchair. The reporter says, hey, Rock, any brain damage? And now his eyes are completely swollen shut. He goes, not that I can see.
Now back to Lou.
What were we talking about?
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio live from Lurvy Home and Garden. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Judy in Lyle. Judy, good morning. You're House Smarts Radio. Oh, I'm sorry. That's me. Hold on. Come on. That's my fault. There we go. Judy, how can I help you?
Good morning. Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Good. So I have a challenging question that isn't in my Lou notebook that I keep every Saturday morning when I listen to you.
Okay.
And take notes. I have an exterior light fixture next to my front door. It's in the corner where the brick is. So the junction box is recessed in the brick already.
Okay.
The light fixture that I have is too wide for that junction box. I need to move the mounting plate over. So it was up for like 20 years. My dad put it up. He is no longer around for me to ask how the heck he did it. I got it down and I can't get it back up. He had a couple of mounting plates together, and I can't seem to put it back. Is there any type of plate that slides over from the original junction box where I can just put something on and then move it over?
So, okay, so in other words, the light fixture won't mount on the box because it's like too close to the door, so it's an offset. It's like off to the side.
Well, the junction box is in a corner, and the light fixture is too wide for where the junction box is.
I see. And so your dad put a couple plates together to move, so he moved the fixture over.
Correct. And I cannot reconfigure what he did.
Right.
And that was probably 25 years ago. So I was hoping maybe there was something that...
Okay. So wait. I'm just trying... Okay. So your light fixture... Does it mount by, like, are there two holes in it that then you put it up and then you use two little cap screws to hold it in place?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And how far away do I need to come from the wall, the corner?
About an inch and a half.
Okay. So there, you're gonna, and do you still have those mounting plates?
I have everything.
Okay. Yep. So this is what I want you to do. Take the one plate that is going to mount to the box as it is, okay?
Okay.
And kind of hold it in place. And then you're going to take that other plate that has the two little studs, right, that go through the light fixture?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you're going to hold it up. You're going to hold it up on that plate that you put back on the junction box, and you're going to slide it over to be like, okay, this is that inch and a half I need, or 2 inches, whatever. Then take a magic marker on the edge, the inside edge towards the corner, and draw that on the plate that's on the box.
Okay.
Okay? Then pull both of those down. Now, take some self-tapping metal screws, a couple of them.
Okay.
And screw those two plates together.
I tried that, but the problem is then I can't get to the wires that are behind that because the plate covers the box where the
So then take a drill with a metal bit on it, like a half-inch drill bit that goes through metal, and drill a hole through that plate and feed the wires through that mounting plate so that you can make all your connection and with the wire nuts and then put that back behind the cone of the light fixture and then mount it.
Okay, so I don't need to drill into the brick.
No. This is all done on those mounting plates. And when you do all this and you're done, look up at the sky and smile at your dad. He's very proud of you.
I do that all the time anyway.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for your help. And if you have time for a question after I hang up, I want to know if those mosquito dunks in a bucket work.
Mosquito dunks in open water work great, and they keep the larvae from turning into mosquitoes, and that is going to be the big seller now with all this rain and the humidity we've had. So any kind of open water, any kind of fountain, anything you have, throw one of those in there, and it doesn't harm the birds.
Great. Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
You
have
got
a great day.
Bye bye. Have you heard about the Have you heard about the rat treatment now that is contraceptive? Does anybody remember years ago that I spoke to that lady with the other one, the birth control, for rats, right? And so now they have figured out a way that it's cottonseed oil. And finally, you know, I think that the other birth control was for the female rats, and now they got it for the male rats, which, you know, they're the ones causing all the trouble, right? Out of cottonseed oil. That's great. You got a question for me out there? 857-5574 Lou. We have a gentleman sitting there. What's your name? Where are you from, sir?
Hi, my name's Jack. I'm from Wilmette. But first I want to stand up for Lindsay.
You can stand up for her.
Originally, the greenhouse that we're in were other businesses.
You know. Oh, there you go. Sorry. Well, nobody knows he's standing, but that's fine. That's okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, the greenhouse that we're in was not in existence. These were other buildings to the west of the main building. So I could see how she could think it was a steakhouse or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see anything.
Right, right. She's nodding her head and she says, thank you very much. She,
okay.
All she ever does is love to tell me when I'm wrong. Go.
Anyway, I have a ceramic tile floor in my bathroom, and just recently I've noticed that the grout has started to flake off just in a couple little places. Is there a topical sealer or something that could be done?
I don't know that I would do a sealer. What color is the grout?
Gray.
Gray? Yeah, I would just get a little gray grout that you can buy, like a laticrete, which is really a nice grout, and mix it up. And then any loose material I would loosen with a stripping brush, you know, okay. And then touch up that with the gray. If you take a chunk of it and you go to like a Floor and Decor, right, they have all these different colors. Like, you know, gray is not gray, right? There's like right. a million shades of gray. And then you could take a little chunk of it and find the one that is the closest. And a bag of grout's going to cost you nothing. Mix it up in a little bucket, a little container, and then literally just use your finger and a sponge to patch in those areas, rebond it, and that would be the way to go. I'm not a huge fan of grout sealer because, in my opinion, it actually traps dirt and makes the grout dirtier quicker. And so just regrout that loose area, and I think you'll be good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Standing up for Lindsay and her steakhouse. 857-5574-LOU. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you.
It's a good morning here in Chicago, here on WGN Radio, and right here at Lurvie Home and Garden. That's right, this morning, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio is broadcasting live from Lurvie Home and Garden in Des Plaines. So come on out and see us. Lots of fun happening, and of course, Lou's taking your questions all morning long. Now, here's your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Today's broadcast of House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, is live from Lurvie Home and Garden, sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and Moore Stone Enhancer. Have you heard the commercials on WGN where there's like a Herb Alpert concert coming up? Okay, when's the last time any of you thought about Herb Alpert? What? You didn't know he was alive. Well, so then I heard the thing, and so then, of course, I'm driving, and I tell my Spotify, I go, play Herb Alpert Radio. You know, there's a lot of songs that you remember that are really good, like that one. And so then I send to Lindsay, I go, we got to do a rejoin with Herb Alpert. And she said, who's Herb Alpert? Which is fair, right? I mean, he was like from the 60s, right? So she's, where were you born, 1990?
I'm very young.
She's very young. So anyway, thank you for doing that. That makes me happy.
I like to please my elders.
Thank you. It doesn't take much. Good job, Kevin and Mark Carmen, for getting the word snaggletooth. I mean, hornswoggle.
Good. Yeah, close enough. Yeah,
right. Thank you, Will.
Job. We were a little better, deficient though? On the button. Sorry.
Who did it better?
Ooh,
you know, it's like having children. I love you all the same. Yeah,
but
although in my family, you know, we've got four kids, right? We have Quinn and Carmen and what are the other two's name? Mallory and Massimo. But you know, Quinn is the one that gave us the granddaughter, so way favorite, total favorite.
Currently running for right the fave.
Exactly. So he's the winner chicken dinner. 857-5574, Lou, 857-5574-568. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with, I went out of order, I'm sorry. This is Randy in Washington. Hi, Randy.
Morning, Lou.
Morning.
So the reason I'm calling is about 2-3 times a year, I got to go up to the cemetery, clean my dad's military headstone. It keeps getting like this black residue on it. I've called the headstone company, and they just tell me to use Dawn just soap and water. Is there some way I can clean that and maybe put a sealer on it where that black doesn't come back to it?
Are you calling from the state of Washington?
No, Washington, Illinois.
Oh, Washington, Illinois. Okay. Have you heard me speak about a product called Wet and Forget?
Yes, I've actually used it at my house on the siding.
Okay, so they make a pre-mixed bottle that you can buy It has a little retractable spray head on it. And for that, this is a, it is a, not an unknown thing, but I hear from people all the time that use this at cemeteries. Because, you know, you walk out in a cemetery, there's no water or anything like that, or you got to take a bucket of water. It's kind of inconvenient. Take that out to your father's headstone. Spray that down. Within a week or so, it's going to work with the rain and the wind, and it'll clean it completely. And if you do that probably twice a year, that's all you're going to have to do.
All right. Would our Ace Hardware down here carry that?
Absolutely. Yeah, they should have the pre-mixed, so you don't have to mix it with water. It's already ready to go. And you just squirt it on. Don't scrub it. Don't do it. I mean, if you wanted to scrub it initially, you could, just to get it clean. But then when you're done, spray it again. And be mindful, if you get it on the grass, it's going to kill the grass right around there. So maybe at a cemetery, what I would do is take another spray bottle with just water, spray the grass around the headstone, then apply the wet and forget, spray the grass again with the water, and you're done.
I can do that. That will work. I appreciate you, and I enjoy listening to your show on Saturday morning.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you. 857-5574-LOU. This is Kim, who's calling in from Chicago. Hi, Kim. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hi, Kim. Hello, Kim. Kim. No Kim. All right. I tried. Let's try, or maybe I had this wrong. Is this Pat in West Dundee?
Yes, it is, Lou.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Good morning.
How may I help you?
Lou, a couple of weeks ago, we had to take down a 70-foot white pine in our backyard, and it was about 30 years old and accumulated a large field of needles, pine needles.
Yep.
And I want to plant grass there, and I think it's too late for this year, but I was wondering, after all those years of the pine needles on the dirt, is that, does that change the pH? Am I going to be able to grow grass on that without treating it?
It's 100% changed the pH, but you should be able to grow grass with a little bit of prep work. And it's not too late, because you could do some fall seeding, so you could do some prep work prior to that. And what I would do is rent a – how big of an area are we talking about?
About 20 by 40.
So rent a lawn rake, okay? And in that whole area, or really the whole lawn, go ahead and rake that all up, and then remove everything that it pulls up, remove all that. Probably still going to have to go over it by hand with a rake to get as much out as you possibly can. Then I would probably have delivered like a yard or two of topsoil, and and put that over the top of that and spread it all out. And then seed it. And, you know, this is probably a September project. And if you got some seed on there and you covered it with a little peat moss over the top, you'd probably have germinated seed, you know, coming up by the fall. We should have saved this question when Bob Bertog was here. I'd get his expertise instead of mine. But that should work out for you pretty well.
Thanks a lot, Lou. I think that's a good place to start.
You got it. Appreciate you calling this morning. This live broadcast from House Smarts Radio from Lurie Home and Garden is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and by More Stone Enhancer. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You have a way better chance than 50-50 on this, but there's a risk that it breaks or chips or something like that.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Okay, great. Can't wait to tell my husband to see if he'll want to do it.
He's a good one to keep in your back pocket.
Well, Lou says, you know how much trouble I get about that? Well, Lou says,
said that, and he said, well, then why don't you call Lou?
And good news for you, he's taking your calls live right now.
Yeah, right. So tell Lou to get his butt over here and take my countertop off. Right.
Now back to Lou, right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 857-557-4-LOU. We're live at Lurie Home and Garden, and this broadcast is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and More Stone Enhancer. We've got a question from the audience. I don't know your name, ma'am, but I know your number. You're number one.
Hi, Lou. My name is Chris.
Are you here with anybody?
I am. My mom's right here.
Is she number one?
I was number one.
No, but is she number one, like, for you? Is she number one?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, just making sure. Go ahead.
And my husband's here, too.
Is she? There you go. Very nice. Okay.
Well, you know, I just want to mention that a couple weeks ago, you ran into my sister-in-law's up at the Double Scoop in Wisconsin, and they took pictures with you. And
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
Yes. And I know they took a picture, and I was so jealous. So
it was funny because I was with our daughter Mallory.
Yep.
And one woman came out and she said, "Oh, can I take a picture with you?" And then she walked away. Oh. And then two other ladies came out, which I think were also your sisters.
Yeah.
And
Tracy
I was like, "Wow, the one sister didn't wait for the other two sisters to take the picture. She
no
just wanted
way.
Her." Right. So is that so? You obviously must be number one. Anyway, keep going.
So, yeah. Thank you. We've got a business in Evanston, and on the second and third floor, it's a building.
Okay.
And it's an older building. We've got like 5-6 buildings in Evanston, so they're all very, you know, a little bit older. And I'd like to change the bathtubs and make them, you know, showers, but I'm not really sure how to do that because they're the older bathtubs. I don't know if we can like sledgehammer them out, mm-hmm. and I'm not really sure how that works.
Are you gonna do this yourself, or you're gonna hire somebody to do this?
Well, we wanted to try to do it ourselves first.
Okay, it's a lot of work, but you're right. The cast iron, it is a sledgehammer, and you break it up into pieces, and it makes a huge mess. And if it's an older building. So you're just going to do the shower area.
Right.
So you're going to tear down the walls first, right? You're going to probably redo the faucets, right? Because you're going to need new valves and whatnot for the shower area. So you're going to expose all that. The tub itself, you're literally going to wear glasses and gloves, and you're going to swing a big sledgehammer, and you're going to hit it a couple times, and it's not going to break. And you're going to say, "Wow, this is amazing." And you just need to swing harder, right? And it'll break into pieces, and that's why you got to make sure you're wearing the right protective clothing because it's very sharp. And you'll drag all that out of there, and then more than likely, you're going to find damage to the walls that you may have to repair, right? And then are you going to put in a big shower base?
It's the bathrooms aren't that big, so just...
Right, but the shower base will be as big as the tub.
Right. So, oh.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So it's going to be a 5-foot base, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And you're going to have a plumber do that.
Yeah.
Because they probably have, well, they do make shower pans with left and right drains as opposed to the center. But that takes a little bit of expertise to get the drain assembly to work and to set the shower pan so that when you're standing in it, it's not soft, depending on what you choose. You could go with a fiberglass. You could go with an acrylic. You could go with a terrazzo base, which is like a concrete base. Beautiful, but it takes three men and two women to carry up the stairs because it's just so heavy. Wow. But once it's in place, it doesn't move. It's beautiful. And then you could do, depending on what you want to do with the walls, you could do solid walls. You could do tile, whatever you want to do, or you could do a surround. I mean, that's the other thing, too, is... You could do an acrylic or a fiberglass surround where the base goes in. Kohler, is this a rental?
It is, yeah. Okay. It's so, right near Northwestern.
Okay, so Kohler has a brand called Sterling. And Sterling is their shower surround, fiberglass shower surround. I've had a rental property for 30 years. And the showers are all Sterling surrounds. And they all still look great. And we keep them clean and, you know, that kind of stuff. But the thing, we'll have a plumber come in. They'll set the base, the Sterling base. And then the walls are either 3 or 4 parts now. And so then you just have vertical seams. And they all get put together. That becomes your wall. They set the shower base. I mean, you can buy this as well. But you're going to want to have a plumber do that base for sure.
Okay, and the base, okay, so I think I got it. All right, no problem. We'll have it done.
No problem. Anybody need a bathroom remodeled? I've got a contractor right here.
Number one.
She's number one.
Right.
Numberonecontracting.com. Thank you. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. I think I probably have time to get one more call in here, right? Let's see what we got here. This is line two is Mike in LaGrange. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Hey, I was wondering if you could help me. This is an outdoor problem I'm having. My little, I'm going to turn you down. My little friends, my rabbits are enjoying my backyard. They're eating up all the grass, killing it, leaving little pellets, and then urinating, leaving about a 6 to 10 inch hole. I have probably about 6 or 7 of them now. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions how to move them to your yard.
I have plenty in my yard, and our dog Bruno, all he wants to do is chase the rabbits. I think he wants to be friends with the rabbits, but all he wants to do is chase them. Yeah, it's tough. This has been a big year for rabbits. So there is a. I do a couple different things. There is a repellent by Bonide called Repels All, and it is a shake that will do rabbits and squirrels and skunks, and you're going to sprinkle that around the lawn, and they're not going to like the smell of that. But you have to reapply it. The other thing is, if that doesn't work, there is a motion sensing sprinkler called Spray Away that you put batteries in and you connect to your garden hose and you set it up in the yard. And when the rabbit comes by there, the sprinkler will hit and it will spray them with the water. Obviously, it doesn't harm them, but they don't like it. And all these rodents are creatures of habit. And so when they're like, man, when I go into Mike's yard, I get sprayed with water all the time. I got to go somewhere else. And they'll eventually go somewhere else. Now, the downside is you'll forget that you did that, and you'll walk in the backyard, and you'll get sprayed. But that's just, that's one of the byproducts of doing that. That's cost about $60 for the spray-away sprinkler, and the Repels All is probably $15. You can get both usually at a hardware store.
How much coverage do I get with the Repel All? Should I do the whole yard? Or?
It's not as much as you think. It's a gallon jug. I don't know how big the yard is, but...
And it's a powder?
It's a powder. It's like a granule.
Okay. And how do I spread that? With a spreader?
No, it comes in a gallon jug. Like you know how you buy the jugs with the ice melt that you sprinkle on in the wintertime?
Sure.
It's kind of like something like that.
We'll try that. And is that at Ace?
It is.
Well,
it is.
All right, well, I'll let you know. They have no fear. I chase them. They move 3 feet and stare at me.
Yeah, I know. They have no fear. I get it. But that should work. It should work. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's head into the WGN Radio Newsroom and check in with Kevin Wells.
Today's broadcast of House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini, live from Lurvy Home and Garden, is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and Moore Stone Enhancer. Now back to Lou talking to our friends at Moore Stone Enhancer right here on House Smarts Radio.
Right. Are you here? Lindsay wants credit for Give Me More. Did you hear the music? Right. I think you would have done better with this crowd with Herb Alpert, but that's just me.
Brittany never disappoints.
You never disappoint. No. Welcome back. We're here at Lurvy Home and Garden. And joining me up at the table here, again on my left, if you're looking at the radio to your right, is Kelly Wolf, who is the Vice President of Sales at Moore Stone Enhancer. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here this morning.
Every time I say the name of your company, Moore Stone Enhancer, I want more Stone Enhancer.
So you want more of more?
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So when I was reading the commercials for it, I was like, more Stone Enhancer. Who wants more Stone Enhancer? More, right? Is more or is more or less?
It's more of more.
More of more.
So,
okay.
Yes.
You are a company based out of California. You yourself are from California.
Correct.
And
yeah.
You have a wide range of products, but talk to us a little bit about the products that are available here where we're located at Lurvy Home and Garden.
Sure, I'd love to do that. So just to clarify, everyone, so the name of the company is actually Moore Surface Care.
Got it.
But one of the products that we specialize in is called Moore Stone Enhancer.
Got it.
Which, that's what we're talking about,
right.
One of the products today. And at Lurvy, we have lots of exterior sealers and enhancers specifically for pavers and hardscape. So when you guys are doing like a new patio or new gardening extensions and so forth, you're going to want to seal with, say, a paver sealer. Or if you want to use enhancer, that stone enhancer is going to pop the color of the stone, whether you're using pavers or whether you're using a natural stone like flagstone or bluestone or some other limestone.
You know, it's funny. I've been around long enough to remember when a lot of these stone patios and stuff were being put in, like, pretty new.
Right.
I mean, other than in Rome, you know, during the Roman Empire.
Yes.
But when a lot of the concrete block pavers came out, the manufacturer said, oh, yeah, you just put it down, you don't need anything. Right. And that was kind of the norm of the industry.
Yeah.
And then what happened was is that nature came and said, it doesn't look as attractive as the day that I put it down.
Yeah.
And the enhancer part of it is that you help to bring that color back. Right.
Exactly. It's going. We say it pops the color. We also say it enriches the color. Or one other way to talk about it or describe it is it gives it the wet look without actually being wet.
How about slippery?
And it's not, there's no slipperiness to it at all because it's an impregnating product. It goes into the stone. It
right.
does not lay on the top. So it's not a topical.
And are these products specifically for you know, pavers and whatnot and patios and stone,
yeah.
are they professional products? Are they DIY or a little bit of both?
So a little bit of both. So it can be done by a DIY, so a homeowner, but it's also used heavily by landscapers and contractors and so forth.
And how does one apply this?
So it's really, really simple. And I know a lot of people think, oh, I can't do this myself. I
right.
really need to hire someone,
right.
but you can do it yourself. You're usually applying with either a paint pad or a roller or a paintbrush, and you can do it on a long pole, and that's how you apply it. And then you can do one or two coats, just depends on kind of the patio and so forth.
Okay, so then if somebody's listening and they've got a paver patio, or I'm sure anybody here with a paver patio that needs to be enhanced?
Yeah.
Look, nodding, yes,
yeah,
enhanced,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So gallon jugs, five-gallon jugs, what does it come in?
Yeah, it comes in a lot of sizes, but here at Lurvay's we have gallons and 5 gallons, but we also make 55-gallon drums for those huge jobs.
Sure,
and
sure.
Everything is water-based also, which means that it's better for the environment, better for you. You're not breathing in solvents.
I noticed doing a little research on you guys before, that part of your business is really important.
Mm-hmm.
You're based in California, so obviously
right.
there's a lot of different rules there than there are here, but right. you're really, the environmental impact of the products you make is something that you guys are focused on.
Correct. And that's where all the technology right now in this industry is all kind of on the water-based side, and
right.
that's the technology
right.
that we continue to use.
It's remarkable when you think about it because, you know, it used to be that the oil and the petroleum-based
yeah.
products were, like, the best.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if you talk to old-time painters, they're like, man, when they took lead out of the paint, it was terrible, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even lead in gasoline,
yeah.
you know, car.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story.
Right.
But the acrylic and the resins mm-hmm. that are used now in the water-based arguably outperform oil all day long, and the impact on the environment is so much less.
Exactly. And the water-based products are low VOCs, so you don't have that high odor, so it's better for the environment, but better for you and the contractors,
mm-hmm.
so they're not breathing it in
mm-hmm.
all day long when they're applying.
So the application process, you said, is something that I roll out, but
yeah.
what about the, you know, just like any, I mean, essentially it's a paint job, right?
Yep.
So what about the prep work before that? If I'm someone that
yep.
has a patio that's a little worn out, that just has right. lost its luster.
Yes.
What do I do before I apply your product?
So you're going to want to clean it. And one of the other products that we make is called an alkaline cleaner, and that's going to really clean it up before you apply sealers or enhancer. You want to make sure you do that first. And it's a concentrate, so it goes a long way, and they also have that here at Lurvay's.
So enhancer, but then you also mentioned sealer. You make that as well.
Correct.
So am
Correct.
I, if I'm really, you know, buying a lot of product to make Kelly, you know, get your bonus.
Yeah.
Am I buying the enhancer and then am I letting that dry and then sealing it, or is it all in one?
That's a great question. You do not need to do both. So the enhancer is a sealer and an enhancer in one. So we call it a two-in-one product. It seals and enhances. So you do not need to use the sealer first. Mm-hmm. So we recommend actually don't do that because it's going to fill the pores. And if you really want that deepened color, the enriched color, you're going to want to use the enhancer. Mm. But if you don't want to change the color at all, then use the paver sealer. You could use one or two coats.
And you mentioned that people can use this on natural stone as well, like bluestone.
Correct.
So are there specific products for that, or is the enhancer available to use on all those different products?
Correct.
Surfaces.
All the different surfaces. So you can use it on pavers and natural stone, limestone, flagstone, bluestone, all the stones.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How about people with like outdoor kitchens?
Oh, yes. Outdoor kitchens. So perhaps they
with
have
like a granite top.
Yeah, granite countertop. So we have something called premium stone sealer, which is also sold here as well. And that would be for your granite countertops or travertine or limestone, depending on what your countertop is.
Right.
That has a little more active ingredient in it. So it's going to really repel the water.
Before I let you go, I know we're talking a lot about the products that you sell here at Lurvy, but we were talking off the air that we have a mutual friend who's in the countertop cleaning business, and you guys, you folks at Moore also have products to clean countertops.
Correct. So we manufacture all kind of care and maintenance products for natural stone, so that includes countertop cleaners. It's called Stone and Quartz Cleaner. It's a daily cleaner, and it's also a neutral pH, so it's safe for all countertops, whether it's quartz or whether it's natural stone like marble or granite or quartzite.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they work really well, and we sell a lot of it.
All right, so obviously the people here can buy this kind of stuff here, but if they want to learn more, Kelly, about your company and the products that you sell, where do they go?
They go to moresurfacecare.com. And you can learn all about it. And we probably have maybe 55 or 60 different products that you can use for different types of things.
And for you people here, Kelly's going to give you her cell phone number. So if you have specific questions, you can call her directly.
Yeah.
But you got to be here. I can't give it out on the air. She really asked me not to do that. Right? It's so nice to meet you. Kelly Wolf, Vice President of Sales for Moore Stone Enhancer.
Thank you very much.
So nice job.
Thank you. Continued
success.
Thank you.
It is 8:46 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We will take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Have a question for Lou?
Well, I've got a problem from that cold snap we had. My heater went out.
Now's the time to call.
I have a 20-year-old granite countertop, and I was just wondering how I would feel it.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live right here.
And that laminate floor is going to shine like the top of the Chrysler Building.
And right now on House Smarts Radio.
Well, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain. Banner for my Lord. Will I never get tired working on it.
Welcome back. Our live broadcast of House Smarts Radio from Lurvy Home and Garden is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and Moore Stone Enhancer. We had a nice conversation with Kelly Wolf, VP of Sales over at Moore Stone. And then after 9 o'clock, Bob Bertog is going to join us for the whole hour. And we're going to be taking landscape questions. You hear him on with John Williams. Very knowledgeable gentleman. Really knows his stuff. And what I really like about his advice is it's practical and it's realistic. I'm going to talk to him a little bit about, he talks to John a lot about the cottonwood trees in the neighborhood and how people, you know, he's always like, how do I get rid of the cottonwood? I have the solution that he's never said on the air, and maybe he's doing it just to protect his professional integrity, but I'm going to tell him about it and see. It's kind of like, you know, chipmunks, when you have a problem with chipmunks, you know, there is a way to get rid of chipmunks that Steve Bertrand used to use. But he can never talk about it on the air because no one will ever talk to him again. But it does work. 857-557-4, Lou. 857-557-4568. We've got a call or a question from out in the audience. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Lou. I'm Margaret with Prospect Heights, Illinois.
Hi.
And I listen to you every week, and you're the smartest man I know.
Oh, my gosh. Can you, Jeff, hand her that 20? Thank you.
Okay. I have a problem with my fireplace vent. We have a first-floor condo with a corner fireplace unit, and we bought brand new. We've been there 2 years now, and we've had fireplaces before, but we never had cold air coming in through the vents. Now, we bought brand new fireplace doors.
You mean coming down through the fireplace?
No, it's coming in through the vent underneath the fireplace.
Right. So it's a metal insert.
Yes. The building is about 45 years old. It's right. A corner. And we bought new fireplace doors. I bought magnetic strips over there. But in the winter, we have to put pillows and plastic and everything. And nobody could seem to find a solution to it. I've called many chimney companies, and they don't work with this. So I don't know what to do. And the management company's been very good, but nobody knows what to do. It's the air coming in through the vent under the fireplace, not through the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
So one person suggested taking all the siding off and looking behind. We can't do that.
No. So the reason that you're getting the air is, the reason that the chimney people don't work with this is that that flue is a double wall metal flue. Did they talk to you about that?
No.
So it's a, there's two, it's a pipe within a pipe. And there's a, the center pipe is the actual flue where when you make the fire it goes up, but then the outer part is where the air comes in for combustion. That's what you're feeling because it's drawn, and the metal, when it gets cold, it just draws it in, right? So, Lindsay, do you remember we did a Noodaloo 2 on a fireplace that was a custom, they make a custom blanket that you measure. You measure the width and the height, and they will make you a blanket with a magnet on all four sides, and it goes right over the front. And I think, if I remember correctly, it's not just black. You can actually get it with something on it, like it looks like a fireplace,
mm-hmm.
or her cat Lucky. I think you could actually do that, right? You know, do you like cats? No, then
dogs.
Dogs. Well,
like
then you
dogs.
Don't want a picture of a cat on your fireplace. But Lindsay's searching away, but I'll find it. But that would be a solution. The other thing is that there is a cap, but I don't know with the double wall if it works because a lot of times there's like a chain you can pull down through there. They would have to run it through there, and then you would pull it down when you're not using the fireplace. You just have to remember to
I had a company from Des Plaines, a really nice young man. His father's been in the business a long time. They work with condo associations. But management said no, and so did the inspector in Prospect Heights, because it's a fire hazard for carbon monoxide.
Right, right. That's the problem.
Okay.
Have you spoken to Lindemann Chimney?
I have. They were very nice. They came
but
out.
But they just don't work with those
work
kinds of chimneys.
They don't work with the Superior Company, Northwest Electric, Lindemann, Allen Sons. I've talked to them all, and I can't. And we've only there been there 2 years, and we freeze all winter in 2 years.
Right.
And so this magnet, it goes on the front of the fireplace.
So imagine you've got that. So that whole metal, it's all metal, right? It's all black. You've got probably tile around it, but those vents on the bottom.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It covers the whole thing, the glass and everything. So it's a blanket, but it's a magnet over the top. She's looking. We'll find it. But it does exist, and you can get it custom. Where am I looking?
I think
there are a million companies that do this. Just Google it, she said. Don't just think. We did not feature
that
it.
Is not,
that is not
what it says.
That is exactly what it says. See, that's the thing when you text, right? You don't know the attitude, and I know her attitude. She's like, there are a million companies. Don't make this stuff up.
You forgot to say all the kissy face emojis.
Everybody thinks you're so nice.
No. What I said was there are so many companies that do this that we didn't even feature just one in our new Tulu 2. It was kind of like a blanket new Tulu 2.
Pun
because
intended.
If you Google it, smiley face, exclamation point. Then you'll find a bunch.
Okay.
Just read the reviews.
Will you do me a favor? Will you Google it and then give me one that I can give to this woman who's here now asking the question so we can help her?
If you go to Amazon.com, there's Wums Dog.
How about not Amazon? You know, the whole Venice wedding thing's got everybody very upset. I think that and stay away from going to concerts, everybody. You get in a lot of trouble. Right?
There's one problem I have with the wall. It freezes in the winter. I literally have ice on the inside of the fireplace and the wall.
So that is also a condition of the fireplace. So literally because it's bringing all that cold air in, and if you cap it and you don't allow the – in other words, you cap it and the air won't come in, that wall will improve as well. So keep listening. She's looking. I need to take a quick break. You're not going anywhere, are you?
No.
All right. Don't forget, you guys are going to save, if you're going to buy stuff here today, I think 20% yes. until 10 o'clock.
We are.
So get up there and spend some money. 857-5574-LOU. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Today's broadcast of House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini, live from Lurvy Home and Garden, is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and Moore Stone Enhancer. Now back to Lou Manfredini, joined with special guest Bob Bertog, right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Our phone number is 857-5574-LOU, 857-5574-568. I am joined by Bob Bertog. Once again, he's to my left. If you're looking at the radio, it's to your right. So there's a couple things, Bob, I'm a little concerned with. I'm not concerned with, but I think when we get done this hour, you're going to join me the whole hour, you're going to like me more than John Williams, just so you know. He's really not that nice of a guy, and he kind of asks questions that just don't make any sense. And you're so patient with him, right?
John's great. Come on.
My wife and I were talking about something else that happened with one of my kids, and someone said something about he's so patient like you, and John is so exhausting, right? That's the thing. You don't have to say it.
Well, when you're in the studio with John, it's a show.
It's a show. Yeah, right. So Bob Bertog is here. You and I are meeting for the first time. I have to tell you, you kind of have a picture of what someone looks like. I thought you were a brunette.
I got a face for radio.
Yeah, right. Well, they say that about me. You've been on with John for quite some time now. You give great advice. This is a complete compliment to you. Very knowledgeable. I always enjoy listening to you and John. You two actually have a wonderful rapport. I like your common sense approach. You are someone that when you don't know, you don't know. You want to ask the question. I mean, I think that you and I come from the same cloth that, we're surrounded by all these really good professionals that are specific in their line. You acquiesce to their expertise, and then you learn from it.
Absolutely.
Right,
yes,
which
absolutely.
Is great. So tell me a little bit, first of all, about Bertog Landscaping, where you guys are located, what service area do you handle, and how long have you guys been in business?
We started in business in 1974. We're located in Wheeling, and our territory ranges from Lake Geneva to the north, Chicago, to the and then to the lake, and then out to Barrington.
Okay. And then the focus of your business is install, maintenance, kind of full service?
Full service, yep. Design, build, maintain, irrigation, lighting, the full gamut.
And how has business been?
This year it's been pretty good. Last year, I think, with the economy, people were sitting on their hands a little bit.
Right.
But I think things are rocking now.
Yeah. I'm looking here at this garden center, which obviously they do a terrific job, but I mean they're full up, and they mentioned that because they service professional contractors like you, you're constantly pulling material from here, and you get kind of the best and the freshest stuff for your installs, right?
Exactly. Lurvy's is great. They've been great to work with, a good partner. I know we do a lot of business with Lurvy's, and they're great people.
Mm-hmm. John asks you a lot about the cottonwood trees.
Oh, God.
Right? He loves to get on the cottonwood trees. Like, what am I going to do to the cottonwood? And you basically will say, what do you say?
When I first started, every week it was, I think it was the same person, actually. How do I kill my neighbor's cottonwood tree?
Right.
I'm like, John, we can't go there. I can tell you a million ways to kill it, but it's your neighbor. So I suggested that you go knock on the door and talk to them because, like most people, I'm not a fan of cottonwood, especially with my allergies.
Yeah, it's terrible.
They're horrible.
Horrible. So, this is what I'm just going to say. This really has nothing to do with a cottonwood tree. My wife and I own a hardware store, and there's a section in the hardware store where we sell nails.
Mm-hmm.
All different kinds of nails.
Do you have copper nails?
We have copper nails. It's funny. It's copper nails. They come in different sizes. Anyway, so Bob.
No comment.
Nails go into wood.
Yes,
they
do.
You use them in the wood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like in the big, thickest part of it, and nails go into wood, and it holds it together, and sometimes... Anyway, So copper nails, it's a great thing.
They get right in that cambium.
Get right in there. It works great. Copper nails, it's great. It's an old trick. Anyway,
you can tell John that.
Right, exactly. We are not advocating that you buy copper nails to kill the cottonwood tree. Absolutely not.
Absolutely
in no
not.
Way, Your Honor. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. All right, if you've got specific questions about landscaping, we got a guy that knows what he's talking about. And I'm gonna keep my mouth shut for, you know, as much as I can. Remember, I get paid to talk. We have a question here from a lady in the audience. Hi, ma'am. What's your name? Where are you from?
Good morning. Diane from Hoffman Estates.
Do you work in Hoffman Estates? Do you work in Hoffman?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
So I have pretty extensive flower gardens in my yard. And I have a handful of weeds that I consistently pull out over and over and over. And I'm wondering if there's something that I can put on that will kill the weeds that is safe because I have a dog.
Actually, the mechanical removal of the weeds is the right thing to do, but then what you want to do is follow up with a product called Preen. It's a pre-emergent, and it should keep the weeds from receding.
And it's okay with pets?
Yes.
Okay. And I have one more question. I have several friends currently that are trying to get rid of poison ivy in their yard. Not me, but somebody else. What would you suggest for that?
The best way to remove poison ivy is mechanical removal, so just cut it out. Obviously wear gloves. And then you want to put a herbicide on there. Make sure it's labeled for poison ivy because there's a special oil base in there that the oil translocates down into the root system, and then it takes it all the way down to the roots.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You, I know, get a lot of questions with John about, you know, weed control and, you know, a lot of the chemicals that are out there. I mean, the reality of it is, there's a lot of very effective stuff, but these are strong chemicals, and people really have to follow the label instructions. You with professionals, you're really mindful of that with your men and women working every day with this kind of stuff.
Absolutely, and the part that is crazy about it is we have to be licensed to use these products, and you can go buy it at Lurvy's off the shelf right now and not need a license, and it's the same stuff. So I always am, the chemicals, yes, in their concentrated form can be dangerous if they're used improperly. Mm-hmm. If you read the label, you follow the instructions, you wear the protective protection, they're fine, and they're very effective.
I mentioned that we own a hardware store, and I hear from a lot of people that are doing their own yard work, especially young people. They're very concerned about the chemicals. You know, with little kids, this lady with the pet, you know, concerned about that. Are you noticing that customers are coming to you saying that I don't want those harsh chemicals on the lawn? I know there are organic alternatives, and I tell people that they can be effective, but you got to use a lot more of them.
Yes, you do have to use a lot more for the organic. And organic fertilizers are great. We do have an organic program that we use. They just take a little bit longer to be effective, and you're not going to see the results in the first year. I always tell people it's a three-year process, but once you get that organic, the roots, everything, they just love the organics. Herbicides, different story. I've not seen an organic herbicide. And again, if used properly, the whole concept behind the chemistry is for it to mutate the cells of the chlorophyll, which it's designed to go after plants. And again, if you use it properly, use proper gloves and protective clothing, they're fine products. As soon as they come out with an organic herbicide, I'd be willing to try it. I've heard of people talk about vinegar. If you read the label, if you look at the material safety data sheets on vinegar, it's actually more toxic than most chemicals that are in herbicides.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Everybody think, oh, it's vinegar, and I put it on my salad. I'm like,
be very careful, because if it gets in your lungs, you got a problem.
Yeah, right. And now I've noticed that there's a couple companies that have salt-based, like sea salt-based,
right,
that are getting away from the vinegar, too. So
I've heard of them. I've not tried them.
Yeah. Yeah. 857-5574-LOU. We have another question from the audience here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Pat from Skokie, and I want to talk about rethinking lawns and removing lawns and your opinion on it. And I've got a picture here, too, that he's going to show you. I've removed 95% of my lawn and replaced it with perennial flowers. And I also have the same weed problem, but that's beside the point. Any thoughts on doing replacing lawns?
More and more people are getting into the native plants, and it's to each his own. Some people like them, some people can't stand them. There's homes that we maintain that are prairie, where there's no turf at all. But people also have to remember, too, that turf does serve a function. It helps filter the air, it helps stop erosion, it does require more maintenance than a lot of your natives. So what you want to do is find a fair balance between the two. You talk to anybody that's that plays golf, they're going to say they love grass. If you talk to people that don't play golf, they're going to love a prairie garden. So to each his own, you can design your property to have a great combination of both. But you have to understand, too, that the plants function with nature and they are actually good for the environment.
Okay.
There seems to be a big movement with native, right? A lot of people are going that route where they want to plant more native plants in their yard.
True, and the nice thing about the natives is they're attracted to the bees and the butterflies and the pollinators. So it's fun to do a pollinator garden and hummingbirds. My wife just put up a hummingbird nest, and it's fun to have that. And there's plenty of different designs. A lot of it's personal preference, and everybody says go ahead and Google it, and you'll find and learn a bunch of stuff. But sometimes that can be overwhelming too. So pick a corner of your yard and start small, and then you can let it grow from there.
My guest is Bob Bertog, the president of Bertog Landscape Company. He's going to be here all hour, so any kind of questions you have for your lawn and garden, give us a call, 857-557-4LU. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, we all have that love-hate relationship with our homes, right?
There's so much electricity in this house. I can't even comb my hair. It stands out like I just stuck my finger in an electric socket.
But you've got to be nice to your house.
In frustration, I banged that box in my fist and the heat started again. And I thought, oh, my sister.
Then it will be nice to you.
But now I'm hopping up on my bed and hitting it with a baseball bat.
So if you're looking for other ideas, now's the time to call Lou. He's taking your calls live right here on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, welcome back. We're live at Lurby Home and Garden with my guest, Bob Bertog. Let's go to the phone line. What is this? I had it. Where were we? This is Ken in Prospect Heights. Hey, Ken, you're on with Bob Bertog on House Smarts Radio.
I feel like I'm talking to the dynamic duo here now.
Well, he doesn't want to admit it yet, but he's going to like me more than John. And quite frankly, John likes me more than he likes John.
I don't want to get involved in that. So I have had this problem since I've lived in this house. There's an area of my lawn probably 75 by 25. I have traded out the dirt. I have killed the grass. I've rebuilt it. I've put sod down. And here again, I'm looking at it, and it's thinning out again. I went and bought, I'm the only guy I know amongst my friends that has a pH meter. So I stuck it in the ground. pH was low. It was around 5.4. I've been putting calcium down to try to raise that. I don't know what I'm doing here, but it's every year I have to reseed, retopsoil every year since I've been here, and I don't know what to do.
I would start with this full soil test. It's great that you have a pH meter, but that just gives you a little hint. But the fact that it's so out of whack with the pH, there's something else going on. So I would get a full soil test and probably could contact somebody at Lurvy's here, and they would be able to hook you up with a lab where you get a full, they run the full screen of everything, and you could be lacking micronutrients. A lot of times the soil gets tied up where, I know people do a remove and replace of soil, but the soil has living organisms in it all the time. It's constantly changing the profile of the soil. So get a soil test, and you might need to take some more corrective action with micronutrients so things aren't tied up.
So it could be, in other words, like it isn't just the pH. Like there could be some nutrient that's lacking or too much of something that's killing that grass.
A lot of the most common thing we see in this area is too much salt when you do a soil test. Typically it's roadside or front yards.
Right.
Some of your synthetic fertilizers are salt-based. And so you can, over years of fertilizing, you can build up, the soil won't, it should break it down, but it doesn't necessarily work the same way every year. Every year it's different. We have problem soils at some clients' houses where every couple of years we have to do a soil test. For whatever reason, the profile changes, and then we're making custom blends of fertilizer.
What do you think about that, Ken?
Well, unfortunately, Lou, I couldn't hear him.
Oh, well, that's not good.
I can hear you, but I can't hear him.
Okay,
but,
so he said put the house on the market. and put a, he said put a picture up on the patio door where it looks like, you know, Augusta, and then hope for the best. That's what he said. No, what he
sounds
said
like a plan.
What he said was is that I know what happened is that because I need this, you need this microphone over here, so I'm gonna paraphrase what he said. So it was really good information. You need to get a soil test. That it's good that you had a pH meter, but you need to maybe you could come to Lurvy and dig up some of that soil, and they could figure out what kind of micronutrients might be a plus or a minus, and that's what's killing the grass. And then you can address it.
Okay.
He said he's got customers that this happens almost every couple of years where they have to go and amend it to get it right, so they do custom fertilizer blends so you get the best results. See, look at how well I listen.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Great show.
I just make this stuff up. You know, I'm not just a pretty face here. 857-557-4, Lou. 857-557. Let me get this right here. Let's go to look at me. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. She's yelling at me. Hold on. Sue in Indiana, news. Okay. Everybody thinks she's so nice. She just gave me a sign that was like I was number one, but it wasn't the number one. Let's head into the WGN Radio newsroom and check in with Kevin Wells.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini, literally, from hammering drywall to hammering the guitar, from ripping wood to ripping cords, and from melting snow to melting face. Now back to your host, master of many trades, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. We're live at Lurvy Home and Garden. Our broadcast today is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and More Stone Enhancer. My guest this hour is Bob Bertog. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with, I think this is Mike in Belvedere. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on with Bob Bertog. How can we help you?
Good morning, Lou. Good morning, guys. I have a question. It's regarding my front lawn. I moved out to Belvedere like 8 years ago, and I had new sod laid down. My lawn was beautiful for the past 8 years. You know, I fertilize it with Scotts every season. I water it every morning. I had the best lawn in the neighborhood. Green, thick, lush. This past
I have a question for you. When you're out there watering the lawn, are you wearing shorts and dark socks and sandals with the hose?
Oh, you know it. I'm
Italian.
All
right, good. I'm just making sure. I'm trying to, it's radio. I'm trying to paint a picture. Keep going.
Oh, I got a hole in the sock and everything.
Perfect.
Anyhow, guys, it's really frustrating me. I'm sure glad I got through it. This fall, late spring, I raked the front lawn, trying to get the dead grass up gently, nothing hard, nothing extreme. You know, I got a little dead grass up. Now this summer, I watered as normal, I spread the first Scott fertilizer, and my grass is growing brown in like sections of 5 feet by 5 feet all over my front lawn. I don't know what to do. I thought it would come back with the watering, but the things be getting worse. Any thoughts?
Well, what time of day are you watering?
Early, like about 3:30 in the morning, like clockwork, okay. In about 20 minutes.
Okay, so that's a good time to water. Nighttime's the worst, but you should start early in the morning. It sounds like what you're describing, though, could be a fungus. In the last couple of weeks with this hot, humid weather, it's been running rampant. There's been summer patch, red thread, dollar spot. You can take a sample, take it to your local garden center. They'll be able to identify what fungus it is, because fungicides, there's not a one cure, one fits all. So there are specific fungicides for the different diseases. But it sounds like what you're describing is a disease brought on by the weather we've had.
Okay. So there's nothing I could buy like at Home Depot, like a fungi, a spread or anything. Your questions just are saying to bring it to a lawn expert to see who says and then go from there.
Right. I would have it identified correctly first, because, and the other thing too is fungicides are some of the most expensive chemicals you can put on your lawn, so make sure you're getting the right product.
Right. Okay. You know, the other, and I mean, thank you for the call. I mean, the thing is that you bring up such a great point, Bob, is that you want to know what the problem is, because you're going to go spend on, you're going to spend on these fungicides, and it might not do anything, and you wasted all this money.
Exactly.
Right. 857-5574, Lou. We've got a question from the audience here. What's your name, sir? Where are you from?
Hey, good morning. My name's Billy, Mount Prospect, Mudville to be exact. We built our house 15 years ago, and we took down all the cottonwoods. So for the last 15 years, I've been planning on planting trees. I'm looking for large trees to be installed in the backyard, and I cannot find them sold in this area.
Well, there's companies out there that will bring a tree spade in where they actually spade the soil out, and then they bring in up to a 6-inch caliper tree. If you're looking for something that big, usually at a garden center, the biggest you're going to find is 3 to 4-inch caliper, which is the diameter of the trunk at about 4 feet high.
Right, but I'm looking for larch, L-A-R-C-H, large trees.
Oh, I thought he said large.
I did, not too. Large. I did,
I'm
too.
Sorry, not large, larch.
That's something you'll just have to go on Google search and which nurseries would carry it.
Okay.
I'm not a plant buyer, but maybe you could ask somebody at Lurvy's. They could probably locate it for you.
Okay, yeah, because I have. They don't sell them here. I know that for a fact. Thank you. Thank you, Lou.
What is a larch tree? I don't know what a larch tree is. It just a...
I've heard of it. I couldn't identify
it's
it.
It's not something you did it.
No.
Right. Well, what is a larch tree?
The pine family.
Yeah.
But it doesn't grow needles. It has leaves that don't fall off, so you don't have to rake.
Ah. But it's an evergreen?
Yes. In a sense, it is an evergreen. So, but they're more like leaves, and they don't fall off, and there's no raking, which is my kind of tree.
Right, right, right.
So,
right.
So yeah, that's what we've been looking for.
Oh, there you go. You love the Google. Marlene just brought me a large, it sort of has needles, right?
Yeah.
But almost like little round balls of needles, yeah, and it doesn't shed. Oh, that's very interesting. 857-5574, Lou, 857-557-4568. Anybody out here that's got a question for Bob, that you've got a landscape question we can answer, happy to do that. Yes, sir. Where are you from?
Turn it on? Okay, there we go. I'm Bob Ruzicko from Mount Prospect, Illinois. I've got one question.
Did you guys come out together? Did you
no.
carpool?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a common name a long time ago. Now we have some very creative names. My question is about the weed killer products. In the past, Ortho and Spectacides had very good product. Now, this year I've encountered two episodes where I go and basically do napalm sorties on my lawn to get the spot weeds out. The product doesn't work anywhere near as it has. Did they basically weaken the product quite a bit because of the pollution and the groundwater effects?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's something you got to take up with the EPA, but they're getting more and more pressure.
Yeah.
From people and lobbyists and things to downgrade the effectiveness of the herbicides.
Yeah,
so. It's
especially the non-selective, right?
Correct.
Yeah, they've taken some of the chemicals out of there.
Yes.
And it's not as effective, even for you as a professional.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Not nearly as effective, but I'm not going to recommend what you said to just napalm the things and still follow the instructions, because you'll do harm to other parts of your landscape overdoing it with the herbicides.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your question. 857-5574, Lou. Lindsay, who's line 4 here, just so I know, right? Am I taking line 4? Just tell me. Just say it. You don't want to say it. Just speak to me. You have a microphone.
Sue is in Indiana.
Hey, Sue, you're on with Bob Bertog. How can we help you?
Well, I think you just did this to embarrass me.
Hello?
Yes, you don't sound like Sue. Are you a boy named Sue?
Okay, no. What? I want an Omega Construction's telephone number.
Okay. Well, it's 847-658-8989. We're killing it here today. 847-658-8980. I'll handle this one, Bob. Don't
got
worry.
It.
I got that one. Don't worry about that. 857-5574, Lou. We've got a few, Bob's going to be here until 10 o'clock, so don't be bashful up here, and then as well as the callers as well. 857-5574, Lou. Let me ask you this, Bob. What kind of trends are you seeing as a professional landscaper? Like, when you're getting a call from most of your customers, you know, what is one of the things that they're asking about? Like, I'd really like this to be installed, or I'd really like this to be eliminated.
Let me start with the maintenance side of it. We're seeing more and more people interested in the organics.
Right.
That's a big push. So, we're making the effort to follow along with those. As far as in the landscapes, natives are becoming more popular. One, because of the soils in Chicago. If you have natives, they do well in the soil. You don't have to do a lot of amendments to the soils and things. Mm-hmm. The other trends we're seeing a lot of, especially in the city, is synthetic turf.
Oh yeah,
it's a big deal. And I personally did it at my house, and I used to have dogs destroy the house when they'd come back in, and now it's
hey,
great.
Bob, you're a landscape contractor, just so you know.
I know.
Yeah,
but synthetic.
You're supposed to have grass. Like, you're going to spray it. Oh my God, that's Bob's house. Look at that. I'm going to roll around in that.
You can in the front yard. The backyard, the backyard is too shady, and with dogs, it's destructive.
Right.
But so the synthetic turf, especially in the city, because people are walking their dogs. And we actually put some up on a rooftop because people wanted a turf panel up there, yeah. And obviously you can't grow grass. So, and the synthetic turf has gotten to be look so real.
It's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It is unbelievable how great it looks. And that install, you got to know what you're doing to get it look right. It's not you just lay it out there like you're in the Astrodome.
No, it's not like putting a throw rug down. It's you got to dig down 9 inches and put in the correct gravel and then sand and drainage gets involved.
I want to ask you something, because this is something I always thought that landscapers, you know, obviously on the maintenance side and even just in the install side, you know, the expense of running all these crews and the fuel and the fume and the pollution and whatnot. Are you running any battery operated equipment other than blowers yet?
That's a great question. Yes, we just put in. Five of our maintenance crews are 100% electric now. I take that back, not the mowers, but all the trimmers, the blowers, the weed eaters, all battery powered. We've had to outfit the trailers with these huge battery packs. So, because the batteries only last about 45 minutes.
Right.
But with the power inside the trailer, they can recharge the batteries up to 3 or 4 times a day, which gets you through the day. And then at night, we plug the trailer in. And that recharges the big thing.
Is this the steel product? Is this the steel trailer, or is it a different manufacturer?
It's a different manufacturer. It's Crest.
Right.
And
wait, so I got to describe this. This is cool. So the trailer is like the battery, right? Is it the underbelly of the trailer?
No, this unit is. It's about probably 3 feet by 4 feet.
Right.
And it's in the corner of the trailer. And it holds up, I think it holds 6 batteries,
right.
So they're constantly charging.
So they plug the trailer in at night when they come back,
right.
And then their equipment, they can recharge the batteries as they're out and about working, and they're not running any engines or anything like that to charge the batteries, right? And then you're using the battery operated to do the work.
Right.
And
this is becoming more and more of an issue, especially on the North Shore, where you cannot use gas-powered blowers between May and October. So... And it's a pretty healthy fine of like $300 if you get caught using them.
Right.
Yeah.
So no way, right?
No.
I'm here with Bob Bertog until 10 o'clock. We've got about 10 minutes left. 857-5574. Lou, we're live at Lurvy Home and Garden. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Try and get that cleaned up as best you can, and then carefully take the other four, pop, well, all four in, and look at you. If you want, I can get you a little side work as a flooring install.
Now back to your host. He's taking your calls right here, right now.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny, right? That's funny.
Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to Lurvy Home and Garden. We're almost done with today's show. My special guest, Bob Bertog, is joining us with landscape questions. And I've got, I believe it's Vicki on the line. Hi, Vicki. You're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lou. Good morning, Bob. I think this question might be for Bob.
Okay, wait, Vicki. I'll just sit back. You go ahead.
When I moved into my house a number of years ago, there were beautiful hydrangeas in the back on the patio, a very small little actually small compared to many you see around the neighborhood, but we inappropriately pruned them at the wrong time, so they nearly died, but now 4 years later, they still survived all the winters, and they're starting to bloom again, but we have these stalks sticking up. What's to be done, if anything?
It depends on the type of hydrangea, but more than likely, most hydrangea, I should say, in general, you can cut the dead canes out, and it'll be fine. If it sounds like that's what you have is old growth that needs to just be removed from the plant, and it shouldn't be that big of a process, and the plants sound like they're going to be fine.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. That was easy. Thanks so much.
Can I talk now? Which I think she hung up. 857-5574 Lou. Bob, we talked a little bit in the beginning about your business and the service area. People are listening. I know we're still going to talk and maybe take a question. We got a question out here, but how do people get a hold of you for your services?
You can go to our website, birdtoglandscape.com, or you can call 847-279-0028.
Give me that phone number one more time. Slow down a little bit. We want people to write this stuff down.
I'm seeing the rush.
Don't worry about her. He's seeing the text messages from Lindsay. See, you can say.
Okay.
Right? She's not that nice.
I didn't say that.
You saw the emoji.
Okay. The phone number is 847-279-0028.
All right. We have a question from the audience. What's your name, ma'am? Where are you from? Hold on. 1 second.
Nancy from Norwich.
All right.
And I bought a house a few years back with a beautiful garden, but it has the dreaded yucca plants in it. And they're tried to take over, so I've been digging them up for 4 years now. I even tried poisoning them last year, and they're back. How do I get rid of these things once and for all? I'm not getting any younger.
Unfortunately, mechanical removal is the best way to do it. And then what you can do is once those roots are exposed after you chop it, go ahead and put a non-selective herbicide on it, and it should translocate down to the roots and kill the roots.
Okay, thank you.
Is that anything you got to do, like, at a certain time with the... I know, like, you know, you talk a lot about, like, Creeping Charlie. It's good to do that when it's blooming.
Right.
Anything like that with a plant like that?
A yucca's pretty indestructible. They're like hosta. You can't really kill them.
Right.
So you just got to really go in there with the hatchet and take them out.
Wow.
Whenever you want, it's fine.
Right, right. That's great. Thank you for the question. Hey, by the way, that's our last call, sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. When heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you need to make. How about a nice round of applause for Bob Bertog from Bertog Landscaping? Very knowledgeable. Really nice to talk with you. You hear him on with John Williams on Wednesdays. It's really nice to meet you and spend
nice
time
to meet
with you.
You
today. Yeah,
it's great, Lou.